Good afternoon, everyone, and hello from SAP Center in San Jose as we celebrate number 19, forever memorialized into the rafters today here on what I am affectionately calling Jumbo Day. Ted Ramey alongside Tara Sloan, NBC and Sark's Audio Network host. Tara, great to be with you.
It is awesome to be with you. And I have to say, okay, there are a few drops of rain, but otherwise, it's a beautiful day. It's a bit of a jumbo miracle. And if any man in San Jose can make that happen, I think it's Jumbo Joe.
It would be Jumbo. The heavens are holding off for just the bearded one. But no, what an exciting day. And I know that we love these teal carpet events. And the teal carpet, I have to say, does look rather stunning. These aren't easy to come by. So I like that.
No, where does one buy a teal carpet?
That's a Jonathan Becker question.
I would like to know.
Yeah, so this is coming soon to Tara's home, send me the pics. Yeah. But what an exciting day, obviously. Joe Thornton means so much to the franchise, was the face of the franchise for 15 years, the deep runs in the playoffs, just, you know, year after year after year, it was always Joe Thornton leading the charge. Even later in his career when his role had somewhat changed, he was always there galvanizing the guys, getting things going. Just, you know, when you think back on your time as a hockey fan and knowing what Joe Thornton meant to San Jose specifically.
As much of a powerhouse as he was on the ice, and he's undeniable, his hockey statistics themselves, his passing, the playmaking he did, obviously he'll be going into the Hall of Fame next year. So that part is undeniable, but his love for the game, I think, is just infectious. And the way that he makes people feel comfortable, the way he's like the human welcome wagon. You know, any guy who came in, like I remember talking to Anthony Duclair when he first got, the teal carpet is beginning.
I'm hyping him right now.
And, you know, talking to Anthony Duclair when he got to San Jose, and it was, you know, he had played with Jumbo in Florida. Yeah. And, of course, he was the first person to reach out to him. And that's it. And the fact that Macklin Celebrini is living with him, I think he just, he has such a love for people, a love for the game, and it truly is infectious. So it's no wonder that he means so much to the city.
It's funny, when we were just working on a special for the Sharks Audio Network, which is available for download at any time, as I give that a plug, Joe the Authentic is what we're calling
great,
it.
By the way, I just listened to it today.
It was great. Yeah. Dan did the narration, and we got to talk to people. But, you know, when you talk to Brent Burns, when you talk to Doug Wilson, everybody wants to talk about Joe the man more than Joe the player, which is incredible because he is a surefire Hall of Famer. He's one of the greats of all time. But people just have all these stories about him and the way that he interacted with people. Like you said, you know, Brent Burns said that when he came to the Sharks in the trade that Joe was the first one to go out there and talk to him and welcome to San Jose. And, like, it's incredible for him to hold that place in all these players' minds, considering they know what an incredible player he was, but they still want to talk about everything that happened away from the ice, because that's the part that they feel that people don't realize, that it wasn't just a show for the cameras or something to that effect, that Joe was that great of a person.
And it's, you know, it's not just here. I mean, obviously, San Jose is where he had the most impact, but it was in Toronto, you know, it was in Florida. He's always been the same, and I'm sure he was like that as a kid, you know, and I look forward to talking to Marion Wayne a little bit later about that. But yeah, he's a great human. I have to say, I love the story. People should definitely check out that show on the Audio Network. I love Brent Burns talking about them trying to get a cab back from the rink in Pittsburgh, and then a sewage truck stops, asks what's up, and Jumbo's like, hey, how's it going? And the driver asks if they need a ride, gives them a ride back to the hotel. It's wild, right?
The best part is I talked to Brent about that. The way we got that story, as I said, you know, Joe was kind of an unassuming superstar. He didn't seek out the bright lights, but he was still so beloved by anybody. And I said, like, the time you guys were walking around shirtless in Pittsburgh, I was like, I'm sure Joe didn't think about the fact that he's this huge star. But, you know, people, that's just how Joe was. As they're going nuts, I think we got some free giveaways right now.
Yeah, see, people love free stuff.
I love free stuff.
I also love free stuff. I want to explain to people who are maybe just listening and not watching on our streaming. It is blaring sunlight.
Yes,
so you and I
raining.
Are both wearing sunglasses. But it's also raining. This is the most bizarre little weather system we're having here. It's not ruining your hair, but...
No. I don't think it's going to get too frizzy. Oh, but I asked Burns about that. I said, you know, you guys went viral about walking around shirtless in Pittsburgh. He's like, that's not even the best story. And that's how he got to the one about the sewer truck.
Right.
And, of course, because he said the fan just says, "Hey, are you Jumbo Joe?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, hey, what's up, bud?" And he just ends up getting a ride back. It's incredible. Like, and Brent said he could have kept on going on and on with those stories too.
Right. He said every game, every day, there was a story like that. Also, what I love, and I don't know if we'll get any of these on the teal carpet, maybe later when the guys have had a few beverages, but everybody does a Joe impression.
Everyone.
So we'll see if we can get some of those out. I'm going to ask our friend Joe over there if there are any of those umbrellas available to borrow. I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't want to steal yours. Sorry. This is... Now you know, Tara Sloan is the most selfish broadcaster in the whole world.
And Jim Sparacco is the most giving man in the world, as we get under there. Well, we got Sharky in the house now.
Sharky is wearing his Jumbo pajamas, they look like, kind of.
It's custom made. I don't think you can get that at the store.
No. It is going to be a really exciting day. I was at the Legends game last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's... On top of it just being a great event and knowing how much the guys love each other and love Joe and want to show up for Joe, right? It's a testament.
Yeah.
But it's also really touching, right, for Sharks fans to see some of those guys, Joe Pavelski being
ear
one of
them. Ear to
ear. Yeah.
Ear to ear smile the entire time.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
No, it's so cool to see those things. And like you alluded to, the guys want to show up for Jumbo. They want to be there. They want to see the man. I had a buddy of mine run into Tommy Wingles a couple years ago. And he said, "Oh, you know, tell me about Joe Thornton." And his immediate answer is, "The best man alive. He's the best man on the planet. There aren't better people than Joe Thornton." And it's just like you get that mentality from everyone. And they just constantly want to show up for him. And, I mean, we're going to see it here today. Everybody who's coming out. I mean, the other thing, Tara, about today is you and I have worked in sports in a long time. Yeah. We know what it's like. There's a lot of cynicism. There's a lot of, you know, other things than just, you know, being a fan of the game. Today is a day where we're allowed to be free of that and just express love for an individual and what they meant to this franchise. That's what I think today is a really fun part of.
I think that is. That's a really great point because, you know, we try. Obviously, you and I work for the team, so, you know, we know where our loyalties and our allegiances lie. But you have to be somewhat neutral, and especially when... You know, you're paying attention to the way the team plays, etc. But this is a day of unabashed love for the arguably the greatest Sharks player of all time.
Yeah, it should be really fun. And then the other thing that's fun about today is the Sharks themselves have also been playing better hockey. You know, the team has been on, I won't call it a heater because it's not specifically, but after the 0-7-2 start, they've been playing much better hockey, collecting points. They're exciting to watch. And I think that's, you know, when we started watching the team kind of make that change from the transition of the old guard to where they were starting to trade away players and acquire guys for the new era, you know, we didn't know how long it was going to take, but now they're starting to climb out of it. You know, there was the tear down and now it's the rebuild, and you're watching these guys, whether it's young players like Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith or veterans like Mikhail Granlund, the team right now is as exciting as they've been in years. And so I think that in addition to being here for the ceremony today, people are excited to see how the team shows up for Jumbo. And you know that every guy that's in the dressing room playing for the Sharks today, whether it was somebody who went against him, like a Tyler Toffoli back when he was in L.A., or if it's guys here in San Jose, you know, who were able to feel his presence on the franchise, they all want to go out there and fight for him.
Yeah, I may be wrong, but I think Jumbo's maybe first ever NHL game might have been against Buffalo. So I think there is some poetry to this. Listen, text me if I'm wrong. at Ted Ramey.
Yeah.
But I think there might be also some poetry there. The team has been a lot of fun. I mean, you and I know we weathered the last 2 years. It's been really hard, obviously harder for the team than it is for the fans. But there was a time, you know, maybe last season where the Sharks might be down and you knew that was a hole they couldn't climb out of. And now there is no quit till the very end. I was actually in Pittsburgh as a fan watching the game last weekend.
Oh, nice.
And that they lost in a shootout, but they were in it to the very end, and that's really saying something. That's a shift that we've seen this season.
No, the shootouts have not been kind to the San Jose Sharks this year. I don't know how much pre and post you've watched, but I've expressed my disdain for shootouts quite a bit because it doesn't feel like hockey to me. But, you know, as I like to say, I also work in soccer, so I'm okay with ties. Ties are okay in my world.
Listen, I'm okay with ties too. I know.
But it used to be a thing.
It's all right. Now it's starting to rain
a little bit here.
We're going to huddle up and see if we have to make any adjustments
here. But again, your hair is more important here, so my hair can get wet.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't think this is going to deter any of these fans here today. Everybody's here to celebrate Jumbo and also see a parade of Sharks greats stroll down this amazing carpet.
Obviously, you get to deal with more national and more global media than I do. Have people been asking you about this Jumbo celebration?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, Jumbo is a name that certainly transcends the Bay Area. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. He is a figure who is larger than life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think people are also, just because of Macklin Celebrini, Will Smith, the fact that the Sharks are starting to, you know, do better and play more interesting hockey, people are also just interested in the team.
Yeah, that's the fun part about this, because I think when the Sharks were where they were the last two seasons, there was not as much interest, but now it seems to be a good culmination, because I just get it from people in the Bay Area, you know, who were not as interested in talking about where the team was. I mean, there was, you know, for William Eklund was one who people wanted to talk about because he had high status, but now that things are trending in the right direction, people are wanting to hear about the Sharks. They're texting me about, you know, game highlights and things where they weren't before, and I think that's also led people to be more interested in what's going on today with Jumbo, because I think for a lot of people, Jumbo was the character that brought them to the Sharks. They saw the bearded visage, they saw his whole vibe, and they said, okay, that's the guy I associate with the San Jose Sharks. And so kind of when, you know, when he left, it was right around the same time that Patty left. A lot of the legends were stepping down. Obviously, Doug Wilson stepped down from his role. So with that much change from so many, you know, faces that we'd known for so long, now we get to watch these new faces kind of build their overall, you know, build their own legends in San Jose.
Yeah, and of course, you know, you never know who ends up staying and going, but you can be sure that some of the building blocks of, you know, of the San Jose Sharks, what this future team will look like when it's really, really good, some of those guys are here. And that's really fun, because watching a player like William Eklund, who's just getting better and better and playing a more complete game, mm-hmm. And sort of step into his role as a budding superstar, that's really fun.
No, it is really fun. And I think we get that every single game right now, is you don't know specifically what's going to happen, but you feel like something fun is going to happen. And I think that's the best part about watching the Sharks right now. As we are continuing to wait for people to arrive on the teal carpet, it is still raining. You can probably tell it's dripping off the umbrella a little bit. But
are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
I'm not a professional umbrella holder.
I will tell you that I am neurotic enough to have brought a backup suit in case anything happened to this one.
Okay, so you know what? My friends, I did not bring a hairdryer or anything.
I didn't bring a hairdryer either. So
if anybody out there wants to drop one off to SAP Center, I'm going to do it.
There's probably one in the dressing room. Some of those guys have great hair, so.
Do you think?
I'm sure there is. Come on, they're pro athletes.
You'll think they. Who has the best hair?
Best hair right now? Oof, that's a good question. I'm going to have to think on that. He's got some flow.
Will Smith, yeah.
Yeah, we both went there immediately, so that's got to be the answer. Although Mekhi Granlund's got some good hair too.
True.
Okay.
So I'll ask those guys.
So you can let us know on Twitter as well, or on Instagram.
At Ted Raimi.
Yeah, at Ted Raimi Media.
At Ted Raimi Media.
I throw that one in there, okay. But. Yeah, no, this is going to be a fun day, Tara. I mean, I think it's interesting to watch Joe Thornton and his legend be kind of discussed by the entire sports community. And I was able to talk to Mark Purdy. I don't know if you've ever crossed paths with Mark, longtime sports columnist here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I know who he is.
San Jose Mercury News. He was an incredible writer, still a great guy. And I was able to interview him for this. And he talked about spending a weekend with Jumbo for an All-Star game, you know, over a decade ago, and hanging out with his parents and such, and just getting to learn about where Jumbo came from. And you know, these are the things that weren't as discussed as much when he was a player, because you're talking so much about the ice. But you know, you get the stories about the personality that comes from his mom and his dad and stuff like that. And I think also the interview that he did with Jason Demers, I don't know if you've seen
that. It's fantastic.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. It's so cool to get more of that side of Jumbo, because I think that he was, as all professional athletes are wont to do, is like be a little guarded, because you have to compartmentalize to an extent, right?
Yeah, and yes, you don't. It can hurt you to give away too much of yourself, and you have to be protective of, you know, not just yourself, but you know, these guys have families, and so he became an absolute superstar. But I mean, the stories get out there regardless.
Yeah.
And they are aplenty, and I'm sure they were flowing last night, and I know they'll be flowing tonight.
I know that was my joke through all this, is like, I want these guys to be able to come in with just a little bit of energy, be able to show up and give us some good stories, and obviously safe for family and friends, which is always the some of those Jumbo stories might not all be safe for all audiences.
No, I'm sure. And I'm sure some of those, you know, for their ears only will be talked about tonight. But I mean, you know, I watched something with Logan Couture. I mean, I didn't realize that Jumbo said that if he ever scored four goals, he was going to go not just full tarps off, but like.
Well, that was for Tomas Hertl. It was in his rookie game. But this, the background to that is because everybody, instead of being angry at Hertl for kind of being, which I don't have a problem with it, you score four goals, that's pretty awesome. But instead of people talking about that, sorry, people started talking about Jumbo and what he said, which I think is, that's the type of leader he was. He understood, like, oh, I can deflect and make this about me as opposed to the kid.
Right. Actually, yes. And that's another way of protecting the people around him.
Yeah.
In Canada, for those of you who are listening in Canada, you know that there are sort of two religions in Canada. One is hockey and the other is the Tragically Hip. The Tragically Hip are not so well known south of the border, but in Canada, arguably the biggest band there, mm-hmm. and Joe Thornton's favorite band of all time. And I was talking with a
I'll trade for
yeah, thanks. It's actually it's heavy. Yeah. Gord Downie, the late lead singer of the band, they spent a lot of time together, he and Joe. But Joe became friends with their whole family, and I love the way his brother Patrick put it. Joe was always. He controlled the temperature of the room, mm-hmm. and it was always the right temperature. And I think that's just such a good way to put it, right? He sort of, whatever the room needed, he did it. We have a Sharky behind us for those of you. Oh, hi, Sharky. That looks fun.
It does look fun.
Sharky's on some kind of like little go-karty device. See, we'll see if he gets knocked off by any of the players if they come zooming down. So the players are actually starting to come down the teal carpet. Nobody seems to be deterred by the rain, which is fantastic. And
you can't throw them off. It's just a little bit of rain. This isn't going to be enough to keep anyone from coming down, showing up for Jumbo. But this quote about knowing the temperature of the room reminded me of something Brent Burns said, where he said they'd be on the bus. And it'd be after a loss on the road. And he said, that's the worst. He said, the bus would be dead silent. And then Joe from the back would just, you know, be like, hey, lighten up, boys. We're in the National. We got a game tomorrow night. We'll be fine. And everybody would just kind of take a sigh of relief.
Yeah, it changes everything. So I think those people in your life, let alone those people on your hockey team, are probably a rarity. And that's part of what makes him so special.
It is. And it's going to be something that we'll hear a lot about. I mean, in the ceremony, we talk about the Marlowe one. And I think that for a lot of us, we'd processed a lot of the emotion that Marlowe had shown us when he broke the all-time games played mark. But one of the things that caught everybody was Jumbo getting choked up and emotional in that scene. And I remember just being very touched by it personally. And I'm just curious to see how Jumbo and everyone else handles tonight, because you know, Joe is not, as we've said, he understands he's a superstar. He doesn't shy from it, but he's not the guy that goes and seeks it out. He doesn't talk about himself tons. So it'll be curious to see what he has to say tonight, because as I've heard many people say, he probably will make it about everybody but him.
He probably will. But I certainly, I know he will, but the power of the moment is sure to get to him. And in speaking about everybody else, and especially obviously, you know, his family, mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a very emotional ceremony.
Yeah.
But you know what I love about, you know, being around lots of alumni and all the work in hockey that I've done is they do start to come out of their shell a little bit post-retirement. Mm-hmm. You're able to get a little bit more out of players because they're not so guarded. They're not so protective of their team. So... but I am, I'm very interested to see what happens this afternoon. And of course, fantastic, our MCs, Dan Rusinowski and Randy Hahn. They're the best. And what's amazing is they've been around the whole time. I loved hearing, again, in that audio documentary, Drew and Dan talking about the trade as it happened.
No, it's crazy that you can go and get that clip, because it was such a big moment. And, you know, for me, I think about when it went down, I was 23 at that point. So at that age, I was beyond the point of being in the hero worship as a sports fan, but it was such like a big move. It was like, oh, that's a huge, I mean, that was a trade of magnitude that you just don't see across all sports. And one of the ones that I didn't find a way to work into the documentary was talking to Mark Purdy about that, if there was a comparable sports trade in Bay Area sports history or acquisition. And the only thing we could really liken it to was when Barry Bonds signed with the Giants when he came over from the Pittsburgh Pirates, just because you're talking about a generational talent, a superstar in the prime of their career, going essentially from one side of the country to the other, coast-to-coast move. And that was the only one that we could really find a valid comparison of, because obviously, whether it's a Patrick Marlowe or some of the other players, they've been developed here. it by their own teams. But for that move to happen when it went down, and I always want to tell people this is at the, you know, just at the start, this was a MySpace era move. You know, this
you're dating yourself, but yes. Yeah, you know, and I have to say, I mean, I would be hard-pressed in hockey, aside from the Gretzky, as some people would call it, sale, you know, which is its own beast. I'd be hard-pressed to think of another comparable hockey trade. I mean, this is, like, the magnitude is just absolutely enormous.
No, it's a huge move, and that's what made it so interesting. And if you hear in that clip, Drew Remenda talks about, oh, you're giving up, you know, 3-for-1, which is a, you know, it's not usually a 3-for-1 deal, he said, but rarely does a player of this caliber come to, you know, be on the market. So that's one of the more fun things that we see, and I often just wonder when we're ever going to see anything like that again, because it is so rare to see such a huge move go down. But it certainly worked out well for the San Jose Sharks. You probably haven't seen the magic pucks they're giving out yet.
No, but I'm excited. I hope to get one.
So on one of the pictures inside, it is Joe Thornton and Patrick Marleau at the draft in 1997.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, these are two kids who are, seven. I think at the time Jumbo was 18, Patty was still 17. And I'm just thinking, looking at this picture of these two kids, they had no clue what they were about to go through in the next 2-3 decades after that. I mean, that's the thing. It's like you're looking at two icons of a franchise who had no idea that they would become that, because at that point, Joe was going to Boston.
Right.
In another 8 years, he'd be in San Jose. Patty at that point was already establishing himself, and you know the Sharks used that to take that next step, and then became, you know, linked at the hip.
Linked at the hip, and you know that began an era for the San Jose Sharks of, you know, never missing the playoffs. I mean, an era that, you know, gave this fan base that jolt and became, you know, I mean, deservedly spoiled.
Yeah, that's the thing, is we were spoiled for so long. It's one of the things that I frequently realize now is you just don't. You don't appreciate it in real time because you kind of take it for granted how good the teams are and how good the, you know, that is year after year. It's only when it kind of starts to fade that you recognize, like, oh, that was pretty amazing, because it does go downhill. All great teams are going to have a downturn. I often make reference to what the Giants went through after winning 3 out of 5, and they've only made it to the playoffs 2 times since. Then we've seen what have happened to other great teams when they've been. There's a price to pay. When you're that good for that long, you are eventually going to have to restructure and work within the salary cap confines. And,
of course, know. That's the cycle. Hey, how are you? Come on in.
How are we doing?
Jordan. How are you? Hey, man. Like, first of all, what is this experience like for you walking this teal carpet?
No, it's just an honor to be here. You know, I talking to Jumbo last night, and just to be a part of this is just so special. It's like you know, I'm not an emotional person, but I know, like, it's gonna be hard in there to, like, hold it back and just to be with the guys too. And you know, I haven't seen a lot of these guys for years now, and just to be back and be back in the room there and everything. It's a pretty emotional, like, and amazing moments and amazing time.
What are some of the memories you have of Jumbo? Because it seems like everybody wants to talk more about the man he was off the ice than on the ice.
I mean, just the leadership all around. I mean, the way he played, the way he carried himself. I mean, I think he's still on and off the ice, is just leading by example and doing all the right things, and just always the kindness and the way he just was with the young guys. And yeah, just there's not, you just can't say enough about him. Just an amazing person. Yeah.
And then, of course, on the ice, he's, you know, undeniable Hall of Famer, yeah, you know, right away. Yeah, I mean, what can you say about his playmaking abilities and all that he does?
It's just amazing. Like, you know, he's just one of those, like, that old school thing where I always say it, he pushes around the puck, nothing crazy fancy, just protects it so well. And just, it was amazing to watch for me for 4 years, just be able to watch him, just what he did with the puck and how he found guys and just the poise and it was amazing.
What was it like when you did get to play with him? Because obviously you did, you know the hype, but then suddenly you are playing with him. Did it become that much more clear why he was a legend?
Yeah, I mean, just again, it's just like the consistency with these guys, these top players. It's just they do it game in and game out, and just the consistency of their play, and just being a part of that and watching these guys do this. It's special, man. It's just super special.
Who does the best Jumbo impression?
Oh, I don't know.
There are a lot of them, right?
There's one there today. I think we had Boosh there on the Instagram. I think the Sharks put one out. It was awesome. I think, JD and Shep there. They did a few. I'm not sure. I think they're all pretty good. I think he's it's great. I love it. He's one of those guys you can. You definitely have a lot of guys here that can do great impressions of him. So,
do you?
I don't. I'm not an impressionist. I'm not very good at it. But you'll get one of these guys down here. I'm sure they'll give you a good one.
Oh, and we're gonna be on. You know, this is just the beginning. We're gonna be on the air later on with NBC. So I think we'll get a few later. Enjoy your time.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Yeah. Nice. Enjoy.
Bye. So the fun is just beginning here on the teal carpet.
Maybe we had stopped the rain for a second.
Yes. Yeah. The heavens are holding off for the moment. Maybe we don't get completely rid of that umbrella.
Yeah, we're going to keep it right here.
Is that okay? We're going to keep hold on to the umbrella. Yes, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's bring on Jamie McGinn we can. Yeah. So the guys are just making their way down. We hate to take them away from the fans, but we want everybody out there who's listening and watching on streaming to also get a sense of what's happening here today.
Yes, no, obviously. It feels like the rain's going to hold off a little bit now, so I'm going to be confident.
Don't say that. We're here with the Sharks Audio Network. Jamie, how are you?
I'm great. It's good to be back. It's been a while, so it's good to be back where everything all started.
I want to know about last night. It just looked like an absolute blast. Everybody, just smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, you couldn't wipe the smile off the guy's face. It was just good to be back around everyone in the locker room and stuff. The jokes were flying and just brings back so many good memories and just what a great friendship group that Jumbo has.
Yeah, everybody wants to show up for Jumbo in these situations. What was it like being with him on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I got the pleasure of being his roommate for 2 years on the road, so I learned a lot of, how to let things go and when to take it serious, and we ate a lot of ice cream together, too.
Macklin Celebrini's living with him now. What do you think he's learning?
Oh, he's learned a lot. He's learned how to eat right, but have fun at the same time and just enjoy the game because it goes by so fast and, just be a lighthearted guy, and he knows what to do when he's on the ice and when to take it serious and turn it on. So good way.
If you could just say, use one word to describe Joe, what would it be?
Wow, joyful. I mean, pleasure to be around. So you can't say enough good things about him. I think you could use multiple words to describe Jumbo, but just a Jumbo personality, Jumbo heart, and loves everyone.
What do people maybe not appreciate about his game? Because they always talk about the passing, but I always feel like he did so many, many things.
I thought he was like a physical presence out there. He had a big body. He was really good at protecting the puck. And he said he didn't shoot enough, but he had a great shot. So, when he did shoot, he could put the puck in the net too. But the vision and just how he saw the game was incredible.
What do you think the ceremony is going to be like today?
I'm wondering if I'm going to have tears in my eyes. I know Jumbo will, so it's going to be really heartwarming and just to see everyone, and it's well deserved for the best guy out there. So,
how fun is it to get a lot of the old gang back together, guys? You probably don't get to see that often.
Makes you miss it. I'm at home now, so it's just a pleasure to be around, and so thankful for the Sharks for inviting me out here and just getting around the guys. So I'm going to take this for a long time and remember it.
Enjoy this day. Take it all in.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
So again, we're seeing all the guys come down the teal carpet. I think Jason Demers is talking on stage with Emily Harlan. So a whole bunch going on for Jumbo Fest. What's cool for anybody out there who's listening and maybe not in the San Jose area is also the town was lit up teal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No. In Jumbo's honor. That's like getting the key to the city, practically. And today,
Mike Brown coming on and joining
us. Hey, Mike Brown.
What's going on? How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing real good.
How fun is it to be here for these entire festivities?
This is amazing. I mean, this guy, I can't even describe how respected he is, and what he meant to me as a, not only a player but as a person. So this is amazing, and what an honor to be here.
I want to know about last night. Come a little closer to me, my friend. How was it being on the ice with those guys? First of all, lacing them up again, but just being with this crew.
It's amazing, and what the cool thing is, before I got here, you get to see the roster of who's coming and who meant something for Jumbo's career. To be a part of that was awesome. To be out there was so much fun. For us, we haven't skated in a while, so we were a little bit different caliber, but it was fun. Definitely fun to be out there.
How are you feeling today after that? Also probably celebrated a little bit last night, maybe.
I'm definitely a little sore. I'm not on my skates much anymore. I'm in the gym running strength and conditioning. So my groins are a little tight because I'm not really working on them now. But I got plenty of time to rest, so I can rest up.
Did anybody particularly look good or impress you last night?
I thought Jumbo, his line when he went out there with, I think it was Patty and Settle, they looked pretty good out there.
It's a pretty good line.
And Abby made some pretty good saves, and Staylock, so they actually impressed me. And I think it's actually harder to probably go out and play goalie in a game like this, so it was that impressed me too.
You talk about the sore groin. You saw Nabby going out with the big.
It was actually insane.
I'm not doing any of that.
Who took it the most seriously, other than Nabby? Nabby obviously took it seriously. Was anybody like really just giving her last night?
No, I don't think so. I think we were all comfortable in where we were as a whole.
What do you anticipate this ceremony being like today? I mean, I think everybody's already feeling the emotions of the day as they come down this carpet.
You know what? I think you said it right there. I mean, I think the emotions are going to probably be high. Like I said, he's the best guy I've played with. So to watch the number go up is something truly exceptional. I was at Patty Marleau's, and you know, same thing. The stories, and when they go up there and when they talk, it hits you really hard. So I think as soon as those talks and the stories and memories start coming up and coming out of his mouth, I'm sure we're all going to be pretty emotional.
Do these moments give you the time for self-reflection?
Of course. I mean, some of theirs are a little bit older and before, you know, most of the guys here that played, but we respect those, and that's what, you know, that's what made him into who he was and basically how he tailored us into who we became as a part of his group. So, you know, it's interesting to hear some of the other beginning stories, and then also I'm sure you're going to probably mix in a lot of the ones from our time.
Well, we know that there are lots of stories flying, and not all of them, you know, for everybody's ears.
Not
safe for work. But do you have any favorite stories?
There's not one that I can really that say stand out. I mean, there's so many Jumbo stories, and you know, it's all the ones where you hear about shower time and all of his vocals. So. You know what? There's not really one in particular. It's just him and how he portrays himself, and you know, he's such an upbeat guy. There's never a bad day in his life, and he's led that to everybody else. He's given that to me, and that's what I'll always remember him as.
Yes. Any recapturing that culture? Can another team have what was going on here in San Jose, or is that something that was unique to Jumbo?
I want to say, you know, if I said it before, like, he's the best guy I've played with. It's going to be pretty hard to replicate that. You know, if he's working in the organization, I'm sure he can push some of that. I'm sure it's going to bleed out, you know, into other people, like what he did to us when we played with him. So you can't say never, but yeah, there'll never be a Jumbo. Another Jumbo.
There will never be another Jumbo. Enjoy your day. Enjoy this moment.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good to be here.
So the rain is successfully being held off, so I appreciate that. And, yeah, just a really, really lovely afternoon. I'm trying to see, you know, my eyes are not what they used to. I see Scott Hannon down there.
I see
Jason Demers is here, so we'll try to grab him, just really trying to capture as much of these moments as we can.
No, but also, we've got a great crowd here. I know they're switching back between the two shots here, but, you know, I got here early, probably about 11 o'clock, and there was already a big crowd out here, Tara, and people just want to show up for Jumbo. I think that's the most fun part, is that you see all the former teammates, you see everybody that's going on.
Hey, it's all good. How are you?
What's going on? How are we doing?
Good. This is awesome. This is awesome. And Joe's not even here yet, but to see this is really cool.
Okay, I'm asking everybody about last night, because it was such a special evening at the Legends game. What was it like for you?
Well, I guess unfortunately, there's one injury. I was probably thinking there'd be more, but we had so much fun. You know, the support of the fans here, putting that game on, seeing the joy in Jumbo. I mean, it was all about him, and you could see how much he enjoyed it. And we were there to support him and have fun along the way as well. And it's just so fun being back with the old guys, you know, telling stories, being on the ice. Just a special night.
I want you to share a story. Give us one that we can hear. I mean, do you have a favorite for you?
I don't know if I do. Like I said up there, Joe just taught me to really enjoy the day-to-day. You know, there's pressure, there's expectations. You want to win, but he taught me as a young kid, you have to enjoy it. And he came to the rink every day with a smile on. He wanted to win more than anyone, but you have to – if you're not enjoying it, why are you playing? And that's something you know, a big lesson I took from him, and it's, you know, what you teach your kids in life. So, you know, it's one of my big takeaways from getting to know him.
What do you think Macklin Celebrini is learning living with him now?
Well, I hear they play a little video game, so I hope he's teaching them a little bit more than that. But, no, Joe's a great provide a lot of guidance for him. You know, Macklin's got a great head on his shoulders. He doesn't need a whole lot, but, you know, anything that Joe can provide for him, you know, the preparation, how to handle situations, expectations as a player, and you know, what you get from a fan base. You know, he's got a lot of pressure on him, and Joe's a great person to kind of help guide him through that, and he's in good hands.
It seems like everyone talks about how Joe guided them. Did you ever have to go to him for anything, or was he always there just to be a voice of support?
Yeah, you didn't have to go to him. He was always there to help you before you asked, and that was why he was such a great teammate. You know, away from the rink, he had me and my wife over for holiday meals, and you know, when you're out here by yourself and he's got a family and a house, just that welcoming means a lot. So like I said, Joe is willing to, you know, there's a reason why almost everybody who's played with him says he's been their best teammate ever. And it's truly, it's who he is as a guy. It's who he is before, and it's who he'll be 10 years from now. And that's what makes him so special.
Tommy, we were saying earlier that, you know, Joe really makes everything about everybody else, right? I mean, and I think that's the same for probably a lot of hockey players, but especially for Joe. What do you think will happen today during the ceremony? Man. What do you anticipate?
It's going to be uncomfortable for him in that sense, because he doesn't love the attention. He loves being around everybody. You know, if it was up to him, I think he'd want everybody standing up there with him. But all the eyes are going to be on him, and he's going to do great. But I think he's a little nervous, so we'll have to see how it goes.
I mean, it's a big moment. I'm sure he'll have another big moment next year, but this is as big as it gets.
Sure is, and he's so deserving. I mean, we all talk about highlights of our career, and for me, being here and seeing Joe's number go up there, it's up there for me to be able to experience that and the opportunity to play with Joe. You know, we got to see with Patty a couple of years ago, and now see with Joe, who's so deserving and has meant so much to the city and organization. Might have some more tears, not just up there out of him, but you know, on the floor there as well.
Do you have a favorite Joe moment in his career?
Oh, man. I don't know if I ever, you know, I love Joe's physicality. You know, I really did. When a fight needed to happen, you know, he was the emotional leader, you know, challenging other teams' captains. And it was a different when you see a captain fight another captain. Right. You know, you see it across the league, and he picked his moments there. And to me, I was like, wow, this is a, you know, welcome to NHL moment for me. And these are the moments that he was ready to do. So.
Last night at the Legends game, I was watching him. I was like, you forget how giant that man is with skates on. I mean, he's a big freaking dude.
He is. Some of us grow the other way. He seems to be getting taller every time I see him. But some big boys yesterday with Johnny Scott and Semenov and him. So it's fun to see. He can, what he can do at that size, there's not many who's ever done it like that. So it was fun to get him on the ice and see that skill again.
It was fun to see everybody smile. Enjoy your day here.
I will. I will. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you. Let's all enjoy this. So.
Have a great time. Thanks, thank you so
Thanks.
Much.
So, Tommy Wingles, I see Jason Demers, so I'm wondering if we can wrangle him. Ted, do you want me to go get him?
You can go get him.
Why don't I go get him?
I'll hold your mic. I don't think it'll reach that far.
Yeah.
Sure. So, I'll give the play-by-play. She's walking. So, okay, so Jim's going to get it. The great Jim Sparacco's all over it.
Come in. Jason Demers coming in. Posse, how's it going? Good to
JD,
see you, too.
How are we doing? Look at us.
Yeah, we're having fun.
How's it going?
I'm off duty right now, so I'm not asking any questions. I'll answer my. It's great. I mean, this is, look at this. It's crazy, and it's hard not to get emotional, and especially being fresh for me, being out of my end of my career, and coming back. And I mean, last night was like, felt like a movie, and seeing all the old guys. And I think I was at breakfast this morning with Shepard and James, and we're both like, did you see that goal by Patty? And like, did you see Pavs' goal? And it's like, oh my God, it's like, just feels like you're transported back in time. And I hope that was the same way for the fans, but I mean, the fans are incredible here.
Yeah, how great is it to get together with all the guys again? Like, I imagine that's got to be one of the best parts of this.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you retire, you hear the story from everybody. It's, they miss the room, not so much the day-to-day grind of it and the games. And obviously you miss the games to a certain level, but it's the camaraderie and the guys and being together, sharing stories, having the families together. Our wives were here, kids were here. Just it just feels like you never left, and it's such a cool atmosphere to be able to have that. And you don't have that with every team you play, and I feel like especially those 6 years that I was here and even before that, the group of guys is incredible, and anybody that was around it for a minute to years, it was so infectious, and people still talk about it around, you know, the fans and even the guys of just how good we had it. And this was just like a reminder of, yeah, we had it really good, and it was the good old days. And I think the fans, just seeing the fans, how crazy they were last night, it was just like made it that much more big and exciting and fun for us, yeah.
Jason, Ted and I were talking about your incredible sit-down you did. You went out to St. Thomas, Ontario with Joe and spent a lot of time with him and his family. The first question I'll ask is, how do you think that place specifically, small town, rural Ontario, shaped Joe?
It's wild when you go see him and you're like, I'm driving into town and I'm like, this doesn't feel like Joe. And then you get into the house and there's 30 people there. Everybody in the neighborhood's coming in and out. All the kids are playing. You know, every kid in the neighborhood's there swimming, playing sports. I'm like, oh, this is why. And he's just very more humble. He's got such a larger-than-life personality, but he likes the simple things of his family around family and friends. And that's really what Joe's about. It seems like he's more than that, but to the nth degree, that's him. When you reduce it, he's family and friends, and that's what shaped him, and I think that's what he's kept throughout his whole career. You could see it. He just wants, he always says, it's the boys. I want the boys. I want the boys together, because that's his family. Just like when he's not around the boys, it's his family. So it's always, he likes to have people around. He does.
Yeah, he really does.
He was always it's not like he shied away from being a superstar, but he didn't go out and seek the bright lights. But like you alluded to, everybody's always been attracted to him. Did you ever ask him, like, hey, man, like, you are a superstar. Why don't you act like you just act like you're a guy that's walking down the street?
Well, because I think he's more shy than people realize. And he, you know, and in a good way, that's what makes Joe so good and draws people to him is, you know, he does have nerves. He does have emotion. We saw it at Patty's thing. And that's what I knew a little bit when I played with him, but I was such a kid and young that, you know, you're just looking up and it's Joe. But sitting down with him for that interview, I'm like, oh, he's just has emotions like the rest of us. He understands where he is in time and space and is just that good, genuine person. So I feel like that's just the coolest thing about Joe that I've realized through all this and doing the interview. And I'm so fortunate I've done it because I just got to see him as the man, which for me was always, he was like big brother and this is the guy that I have to look up to. I have to make sure I do right by him and he's yelling at me more of the times if I'm not passing the puck. But then when you see him, you're like, it's just crazy to see him with his family and see his kids now growing up. And I knew him when they were so young and his wife. I mean, it's just talk about him all day.
Yeah.
Jason, everybody who's come through has talked about his relentless positivity. I mean, and how much they learned that from him. Is that a lesson you also were able to kind of extrapolate?
Yeah, I mean, for him was just taking the game day by day and just being happy, like being happy every day. Like, this is a gift that we got to do. Obviously, we worked for it and we honed it, but it was a gift that we were given and we were able to enjoy it and enjoy it with all these fans and enjoy it together and just kind of squeezing every inch of joy out of life, and that's what we can do. We're only here for a short amount of time, and we're all certain to not be here and die. It's not to be morbid, but so at least enjoy that. Not to be morbid, but
it's true. But
enjoy it. Enjoy the moments now. You know,
it's hanging out with Devin Cooley.
I know. I was just gonna ask the same thing. Yeah, no, Devin Cooley school.
Devin Cooley said the quiet part out loud. You know, he did. He said it out loud, but that's what Joe. When you look at him, it's just enjoy it and. Be happy because it's short. Yeah.
You talked about it being the good old days. Did you recognize it at the time? Were you aware of how special it was in San Jose?
Well, is that the cruel joke, right? You know, you don't realize. You wish somebody could tell you it's the good old days. I mean, I think we knew it. Obviously, we talked about it like not winning is such a big thing and still something that, you know, we all talk about of like we were right there so many times. And yes, it was. And I even think last night the fans realized like, oh, how good it was and how good the fans had it when we were here in those teams and also us, you know, watching Joe skate, it was like, man, we had it good because this was the loudest building when it's rocking. There's not a building that's louder or back in those days, it was, you were skating downhill We were talking about it last night. We're like, it was crazy. We'd go into every game being like, okay, this is a win.
Yeah.
This is a win. And, like, that's rare to have that with the team, that confidence and that culture. And they're going to get it back here. San Jose, there's a lot of good people at the helm. But, yeah, it's just – I feel like it was so cathartic because it was a collective. The fans and us were all like, wow, we had it good. And mutual respect, so it was great.
When Jumbo was 36 and was leading the team to the Stanley Cup final, he tuned it back and was fifth in the Hart voting that year. I think after either like Thanksgiving or December 1st, he and Sidney Crosby both had the two most points in the NHL. When you look back at him doing it that at age 36, is just kind of like how, or is like, no, that's Jumbo. I shouldn't be surprised.
I mean, last night it looked like he could do it again. I mean, they seeing those old boys skating, and they still skate every day. And I mean, I went to his, when I interviewed him, he took me through a workout the one day, and I was like, geez, Louise. He's relentless, and he's a busybody. He needs to be moving and working out and staying in shape and really likes having a purpose. So, you know, but that's just was him at 36. He wanted to win so bad. People don't realize, and he got such a knock, you know, him and Patty, that they might not have wanted to win as much. And, I mean, those guys killed themselves to win every year, and it really went unnoticed, I felt like, until later in their careers. But they took those losses worse than anybody, and they still take them hard because they wanted to win every night so bad.
You've gotten to know the family now even more than you did before. What do you anticipate this ceremony is going to be like?
A lot of tears. Jumbo ain't getting through his speech. He's a big softy. We all know. The secret's out now, so... Well, we got some bets. We'll see over under when he cries 10 seconds, 20 seconds. So, but it's going to be emotional. But I mean, it's the whole weekend's felt like a lead up to this. And I mean, we had a great event the first night here, the game yesterday. And it feels like you can kind of see him when he went on for the lap. It's just everybody's kind of holding back to get to this moment. So I think it's going to be a very emotional night for everybody. Because he, I mean, there's somebody that loves these fans. You can't find a person more than Joe that loves these fans and loves this city. And it's crazy to see him, and you saw his speech at city council. Like, he loves this city. He could have lived anywhere in the world, anywhere, and he chose to come back here and be here because this is where, like, his heart is. So that's a cool thing, and we're all going to see that tonight.
Who does the best Jumbo impression?
I mean, it could have been me, or no, Boosh. Boosh does the best one. It was me, but I'm a little tired. The voice a little...
Come on, man.
I'm a little...
Come on.
Come on, Jumbo. Come on. I mean, I heard that a million times. Come on, bud. We heard it last night. You're coming off the bench, and he's yelling at Stalock. I can say. He's just... There's no one like him. It's the best.
Amazing. Enjoy your day. This is so great.
Thank you. So good to see
nice
you.
To see you.
Thanks for stepping by, man.
You guys are working today. So.
Oh, yeah, man. We're working.
You can call it work. This feels a little bit too much fun to be calling it work, but... Yeah, great seeing
let's,
all these
let's
guys.
Let's beckon our friend Scott Hannon.
Scott Hannon over
Scott
here.
Scott Hannon over here. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. Fantastic. What a night. Day.
Well, what is it? Yeah, well, I mean.
It's been a long night, I think, is what he's trying to say.
It's been a blur. Well, why don't you start with just the beginning of all these festivities and how this is feeling all in support of, you know, one of the greatest to ever play the game.
It's amazing. I mean, the Sharks organization to bring us in here like this, it's awesome. Obviously, it started with Patty and then having the guys come in. We have a great time with the Legends game last night to be able to do this and to be here in support, you know, of Joe. He's meant so much to this organization. I think every one of these players, too, and it's great. It feels like a locker room again. It's awesome.
I was talking to Brent Burns the other day, and he was saying the thing that he didn't realize before he played with Joe was that he'd watch him. He said the puck, he's like, no matter how bad the ice was, it was always soft on his stick, and it was always soft to your stick. What are some of the things that maybe you didn't realize about Joe until you started playing with him?
I don't know about soft on my stick. Maybe Jumbo made me look that way. I mean, Jumbo, he's an amazing player. When he first got here, I think it's the same thing. The puck just followed him around. It followed him around. It was always on his stick. You knew if you get it to him, he's a hard guy. I had the unfortunate chance of playing against him as well, and it's not easy to take the puck off the big man. He's an amazing player, one of the best to ever play.
What can this team take away from the sort of Jumbo mentality? What can he teach young players?
You know,
does he?
Intensity, but a deep love of the game. I think, you know, you look at him now, and even he's at the rink all the time. He's out there. We play pickup hockey. He just loves being at the rink, and you got to have that love to play a game. It's hard. You know, we know the schedule that they just went through on this last little road trip. It's not easy all the time, but, you know, the sky's looking
pretty bright. And, I mean, they got some great young players. They got a mix of great, some old players, some great goaltending. So it's special.
What do you think Macklin's learning living with him right now?
to have fun. I mean, the kid, he's so intense. You see him. You're watching up there, and that's one of the big things. Like, take away the skill, take away everything else. That intensity that he brings to practice, diving down to clear out pucks, he's back-checking hard. That 200-foot game, you know, and I think that's good. And then, you know, living with Jumbo, he's just a joy to be around all the time, and I'm sure it's great for him.
What do you think today is going to be like? What do you think the ceremony is going to feel like? I mean, obviously, you know, there's been a lot of emotion already, and today it comes to a head.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I think it's going to be a touch of emotion. It's going to be reliving some old memories and obviously some special times that we all had playing here, you know, at different times. He was here for so long, and, you know, I'm just really looking forward to it.
How much fun is it just to be back with all the guys?
It's a lot of fun. It was great being in the locker room again. Like the Sharks, Mikey Aldrich, all the training staff, they treat us so well down there. And I mean, getting dressed in the locker room, it felt like old times. I don't think some of us didn't want to leave. And I mean, it just carried on throughout the whole weekend. It's going to be a great time tonight as well.
Well, enjoy your day. And by the way, anybody listening and watching out there, the newest episode of Making Waves features Scott Hannon. So, talking about your Junior Sharks program. So
yeah, no, thank you. That was an awesome interview. It was a great job.
Oh, we love you. We love you. Our teammate and Joe's teammate. So thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Scott, thank you. Appreciate it, man.
This is just a lovely afternoon.
So great talking to all these guys. And then for everybody in San Jose, I mean, when you see these names from across different eras of the Sharks, because Joe was here for so long.
Right.
And that's the thing. He was here forever. I mean, that's, you talk about 15 seasons. So many of these guys, we associate them with different draft classes. You know, Scott Hannon was drafted in the same draft as Patty Marleau. So he's of the same era, obviously. But, I mean, it's so much fun to talk about all of these things. We got Raffy Torres.
Oh,
what's going on?
Oh, my goodness.
What's going on?
Raffy, how are you? Great to see you, too.
You know, Raffy, what I've been wanting to ask you, man, is did you ever think about just driving away with that teal 56 Chevy?
That was so fun for me. Like, you know, my dad's like, I have to go to San Jose. I got a little something I got to do. He couldn't believe it. I think his dad had some sort of similarity to a car like that, but he loved it. He's an old school car guy, and he was like, wow, that's the coolest thing you've ever done in hockey.
It was incredible. Everyone I knew asked him, where'd they get that? I was like, I don't know. I was like, that was a rare one.
Yeah, you know what? That thing moved like a boat. It's like, I'm telling you, to make a right-hand turn, it was like six turns over the wheel. It was like completely different than both power steering these days. Jesus.
Raffy, so much fun to see everybody out last night at the Legends game, too. What was that like for you?
For me, it's a very special thing, right? You know, playing on seven different teams and making a lot of friends. It's nice to be back home here. Back in this area. These fans are amazing. Like I tell you, I played in Edmonton, Vancouver, obviously unreal, you know, Canadian markets. These guys are right there, like in terms of the crowd and support that they have. It's very nice to be back.
Good. How is your beard so red still?
It's those Mexican roots that I got. You know, my dad and my brothers, they all still have those thick beards and stuff. My dad made a shave when we were like 16 years old. He took us to the barber and made us cut us with a knife the first 10 shaves of our lives. I mean, it opened up a lot of pores and really deep beard. So
what I meant to say is you look young still.
I know. I don't know what it is. You know what? Take care of the body. Surround myself with good people. You know, there was a time in my life when I wasn't doing that, and I found myself aging pretty quick. And I said, you know, it's time to maybe turn the corner and start taking care of yourself. So, in a better place now.
I love that.
What was it like playing with Jumbo and coming to San Jose? Because you'd been on the opposite side. I don't think anybody likes being on the opposite side of Jumbo. But what was it like when you came here?
I'll tell you, I felt like it was home. Like playing in Edmonton for 5 years and having those relationships with all those people and those fans. You come here, and Jumbo just made this place, and Pabs and Patty Maher. This place was like was an amazing place to play. The second I got here, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I'm going to do whatever I can to play hard here and to stay here, right? Obviously played a little too hard, but didn't help myself. But great environment, great environment to be here.
Jason Demers just did a little drive-by with the Joe Thornton impression, which he says he and Boosh do the best. Do you do one?
I don't have a George Thornton impression. I just, like, you know, I can watch that guy all day long. He's just a great guy to have in the room. You know, I felt bad. I know his wife didn't like me too much because I had hit Joe previously playing against them. She took a little while to come around. I said, listen, if I could take back that hit, I would take it back. So I apologize, but great guy. Just a beauty.
Yeah. What was it like just being in that locker room yesterday with all those guys reminiscing?
Listen, for me, you know, I don't know how a lot of guys, but we, you know, guys that, you know, Their careers come to an end. It's struggle. It's time to, you know, it's tough to kind of adjust to life after hockey. And I'll tell you, if they did stuff like this every now and then, it certainly give guys a clear path and you know, a better state of mind. But it was just nice being in the room, laughing, you know, tying your skates between the boys, taping sticks. It's really important. It's really therapeutic.
Well, what do you think Macklin Celebrini is learning now, living with Joe Thornton?
Jeez, I can't imagine this kid. What's not to learn? Jumbo's just he shows up at the rink, and it's about having a good time and enjoying life, and supporting your teammates. I think that kid's going to learn a lot about what it's like to be a professional hockey player in the NHL.
Rafi, how emotional do you think it's going to be this afternoon watching that number go into the rafters?
I think it's going to be very emotional. I got choked up when I watched Jumbo from last year. They can look at the video about Patty Maher, right? Listen, the older we get, the little softer we get. You know, it's nice when people are calling your name and asking you for autographs and stuff. But when you really care about someone and the organization puts something like this on, I'm sure it'll be very special and very emotional.
Well, enjoy the day. We'll see you later.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rafi.
Rafi, thank you so much. Appreciate it, man.
So the guys are coming fast and furious. I see the big lineup. I'm going to take a little water break, Ted, just so I can...
Just for all the Sharks fans, I'm still angry about Rafi Torres getting suspended in the 2014 playoffs. That's
do we want... Here, TJ, come. TJ Gagliardi trying to get away from... It's an embarrassment of riches. Come on in, guys. Everybody. TJ's here. Hey, nice to see you, too. Are you really leaving?
No, I'll stay.
Come in the middle.
Come on. We got multiple bikes.
Yeah. Well... Ted, you got to ask Boosh about the impression, because apparently you do the best impression.
Yeah, I've heard your impression of Jumbo is very good, so let's hear it. Pressure's on.
Hey, bud. Got to keep it clean, though. I mean, the rest of it, really, if we could do it on an R-rated show, it'd be much better.
Yeah.
Hey, bud. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That sums it up pretty well.
Brent a good one. I was impressed with his, but I think yours is a little bit better. JD's is good, too.
It's pretty easy, to be honest with you. Just yell. Just open your mouth and yell. Hey, bud.
Can you do it? You don't seem like an impression guy, TJ.
You got to be the loudest guy anywhere you go, and then you're Jumbo. You can hear him. If he was here all the way on the other side of the park, you'd know he's here.
He is a larger-than-life figure. Yeah. Talk about last night and how special it was, to just be in a room with all those guys. But also, the fans are just so adoring.
Yeah. I mean, just to be a part of honoring a guy like Jumbo is so special, and... I was saying you hear the stories from other guys around here. He just leaves an impact on everyone, makes you feel special. The story Tico Torres just said, right? Like, amazing how he drove all the way to see him when he was at a low point and brought him up. That's just Jumbo summed up right there.
How much fun is it to get back with all the boys?
It's great. Some guys I played briefly with, other guys I've never met, but, played against and seen him from afar. To celebrate a guy like Jumbo, I think, is great. I mean, I think just to talk about Jumbo, I mean, there's been a lot of guys that have played in this league, but of all the guys that I've played with, there's not a guy that had as much passion and love for the game, for his teammates, for everything. I mean, this guy, I mean, as good as he was a better person and teammate inside the room, and I'm thankful to be here. I mean, the fact that they thought of me to come was great, and to see guys that I play with, it's fun to be back with them.
We've been talking with everybody about, how welcoming Joe is. He's like he's the human welcome wagon. Doesn't matter who you are and at what stage of his career. And even now, and as we know, Macklin Celebrini is living in his house. What kind of lessons can a guy like Jumbo impart? Obviously they have some similarities in their path.
Yeah, I think he's done it for years, right? Like going back all the way to like Pavs and everyone that came through here. And then like guys like Austin Matthews. Huge impact on them. Just teaching that humility. Like, you can't be arrogant when you're beside a guy like Jumbo who treats every single human being with respect and love. So I think just passing that message on, and I'm sure Celebrini will be the same.
I mean, the director of vibes is still in the house, right?
It's pretty good. I love that title.
Everybody seems to be talking about how much they love getting back to San Jose and the fans and be a part of this. Is it good to take that walk down memory lane?
It is. I mean, my time here was short. It was only like a year and a half. But the two teams that I was a part of, I mean, they were two of the best teams I ever played on, like as far as talent was concerned. And I was so coming here, like, I couldn't believe the fan base and how passionate they were and how devoted they were to the Sharks. And so to come back, I know it's been tough times here in the last couple of years, but I feel like there's an energy around this group that's starting to brew again, and they'll be sold out here like they were in years past. Great fans here in San Jose.
What do you guys think the ceremony is going to feel like?
Oof, there's going to be a lot of tears for sure. You know, I think whenever you hear people speak passionately about, you know, people that have made a mark on them and that they love so much, it's infectious. So I'm sure that I'll have a few tears myself.
Yeah, Boosh, what about you?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be tears. I'm sure he's not going to forget a single person to thank. I mean, no. You know, you talked about the humility that he has. Jumbo is one of the most welcoming people that I've ever been around, and I'm sure he won't forget a single person that he wants to thank. I'm looking forward to it. This is a great day. I mean, this is a celebration of a guy that truly loves the game and his teammates, and it's well deserved.
Gentlemen, enjoy the day, the night, and all that it entails.
Thank you so much.
We'll
appreciate
later
it.
On.
Take care. Good to see these guys.
So, you know, I'm going to be stationed for NBC up in the lounge where this party is happening during the game.
An understatement.
Yeah, so it's going to be really interesting talking to the guys when, you know, after.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. Several after. It's going to be a very fun night, though, for everyone. Because we got Mike Ricci, the all-timer. We got Tara as well. She's getting
water break. Oh, hey, Mike. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm a human being. Yeah. I mean, I'm a human, and I need water.
Yeah. I don't, but.
Mike, how much fun is this?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. You know, we haven't seen each other. I know Owen was talking about it. We don't get a chance to do it very often. We're getting to that age where it's kind of like funerals and events like this. So hopefully there are more events like this.
Joe's around all the time still, right? Director of Vibes, and who knows what that will turn into. Have you ever met anybody quite so passionate about this game?
No, he's just passionate about the game, the people. I mean, he's great to have around. He's always upbeat, and, you know, he plays with the love of the game. I think the best thing, with all of his skills, and I love calling certain people. He was just a hockey player, and that's the biggest compliment I can give is that he just played hockey. He played it at a very high level, but his joy for the game hopefully becomes contagious.
Do you think he can? I mean, obviously Macklin has a great love of the game right now, but what can Macklin learn from Joe? I guess that's the best question in living with him.
Well, it's a perfect mix. They're a little bit different. Mac's a little more kind of intense looking about it, but his love of the game, his passion for it too, and those two together are going to make a lot of work for the rest of us because they both are very passionate about it. They're a little bit different. I think they'll both help each other in that sense, but Mac's love of the game and his intensity it's fun to watch, and it's, you know, we're lucky to have him.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know, you looked pretty good out there last night.
Well, you know, I lost 20 pounds in the last, like, year and a half, but it still felt like the rink was really big. I don't know. I felt like it got bigger, but it's fun. I love playing out there. It hurts the next day, obviously, but hopefully we can have a few more of these. I think we should play another team, too, because it's, you know, get a little intensity out there, you know what I mean? But it was so much fun. I haven't had that much fun in a long time.
Nabby made some ridiculous saves. I mean, that shouldn't surprise anybody, right? He took it really seriously.
Well, I told him like a week ago, he's been coming out, taking some shots. And I go, you know you're going to come across and rip a groin or something, right? He goes, no, I'm not. And then boom. The funny thing was I didn't see it. I was on the ice. I was trying to catch my breath. I was like hunched over. And then I heard something. And I was like, what happened? Nabby told me. I go, you idiot. You're not supposed to do that. Because he's always been that way. He's a lot of fun to have around, and I knew he was going to make one of those saves. He always does, but I'm just thankful that he didn't rip a groin, because then he'd be more miserable than he usually is.
So
we love him anyway.
Yeah, of course we do. As I say, you've always got the skates on. Are you sore? But you're probably not skating as hard as you did last night. Are you sore at all today?
Yeah, I'm really sore. If anyone could get the little guy right here stabbing me in the hip, I'd pay a heavy ransom for it, but I feel better than I thought.
We all know it's tomorrow when it's going to hurt the most.
Well, hopefully. I don't know. I've never done it, so maybe, you know what I mean? But I've always felt like if I don't feel a little pain on the ice, then I ain't doing my job. So I felt alive again last night. It was a lot of fun. The fans were awesome. That building was, like, really loud for, you know, only having, I don't know how many were there, but it was really loud having some of our buddies back again, guys that I had worked with, and they're all laughing. And it's what a great event. And you know, I'm happy for Joe and his family, for sure, too. So his parents are here. His parents have been great people, too, fun to have around. And it's just great. Like I said, we got to do more of these events and forget the other one.
Mike, enjoy your day. I know you'll be on duty during game time, or can you take a little break?
Well, I love to watch, just in case somebody asks. It's usually when I'm not watching someone ask, so I'm the one that doesn't try to get in trouble and always seems to get in trouble, so I'm going to be paying extra attention today.
Okay, well, enjoy the day, enjoy the night, enjoy the game.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Love to see you. All right, we're going to grab Scott Thornton, the cousin of Joe Thornton and former teammate.
What's going on? Good to see you.
Hey, man. Great to see you. Come on in.
In the middle here.
Scott, I mean, what has this been like for you? Obviously, you know, you were a teammate for a season, but this is family.
Yeah, it's pretty special. We're obviously just, you know, so darn proud of what he's accomplished in his career. And, you know, one of the highlights of my career was having the opportunity to play with him, sit in the locker room with him. And, you know, our dads were traveling around watching us on the road sometimes, and it was a lot of fun. And just it's a privilege and honor to be part of the, you know, the weekend of festivities here, and great to be back in San Jose. And I look forward to the show inside. It's going to be good.
What do you remember of him coming to San Jose, and then suddenly they're telling you, hey, you've got family coming. You're going to see family in the dressing room.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, our grandfather was, you know, he had two TVs set up in the house, and always he was watching East and West Coast games. That's awesome. And so it was pretty special to get him here. I think the trade just kind of happened quickly. There was no rumors or anything leading up to it, so we were all pretty shocked. And it was great. And Ron Wilson gave me the greatest gift ever, was he put me on his line for his first couple of games here. And it was a lot of fun. I had a great time playing with him. I wish I played longer with him than just a half a season, but nonetheless, it was a great time.
Scott, very few people would have the insight you do into, you know, Joe as he developed as a young person. Was he always this way, this larger than life figure? Like, do you remember, like, what was he like as a kid?
Yeah, I mean, well, he's young, obviously quite a bit younger than me. I would be more playing with his oldest brother Alex is my age, right? But you know, baby Joe kind of running around. He always had a mini stick in his hand. And he was always playing, and he never really changed. He has been the same way. The guy just loves to be at the rink. He loves to play hockey. He's always laughing, having fun. You know, he's pretty serious about what he does, and sometimes people misunderstood because he was having so much fun every day. He's as competitive as anybody, but he was just a treat. He's a character, and he was bigger than the game, and it was fun to have him in their presence.
Yeah, now it's everyone seems to want to talk about him more off the ice than on the ice. That's the most fun thing about this, is we're talking about, you know, an all-time great, but people always want to talk about the man that he was away from hockey.
Yeah, which is unusual, really, to see those characters nowadays. You just don't see them, and there's been a lot of them, obviously, that have come through the game. And, you know, what he did on the ice is obviously spectacular. You know, we were looking at his numbers yesterday, and it's just it's insane, you know. And obviously he'll be in the Hall of Fame probably pretty soon. You know, and it was just great to watch that on a daily basis. He coached us from within. I mean, he was on the ice, he was coaching us. He was sitting on the bench and talking to us. And, you know, that's pretty powerful when you hear from your teammates what you should be doing, where to go, and things like that. And, you know, he had that quiet presence. But off the ice is where all the fun was had. And it was just great to be around him.
One of my favorite stories is, and Pete DeBoer shared this, is that when they had that incredible comeback against Vegas, Joe says to DeBoer, leave him out there. He said, the power play's gelling, let him keep on going. Like, that's one of those things that you just, I guess only Jumbo is the guy who can go to the head coach and say that.
Yes, it's selfless, right? And, you know, we all wanted to win, but, you know, Joe, you know, truly, I mean, I think he left a lot of money on the table with contracts to make sure other guys were signed. And, of course, he would never talk about that, but, you know, he wanted to make sure we were building a Stanley Cup winning team here, and he wanted to be part of it. And I think he still wants to be part of it. I think he'll stay with the organization in some capacity with the hopes that maybe he gets to hoist a cup here in management or something.
Have you had the chance to spend any time with him and Tibea and the family and Macklin Celebrini?
I have not. He's been busy this week. He's been running. I actually flew into town on Tuesday with the hopes of catching him for some quiet moments, but they've been kind of running him around town all week doing his thing, and I haven't chatted yet. I'll pick his brain a little bit, but from what I understand, the kid's a great kid, you know, great family actually is what I've heard, and obviously an unbelievable talent. And I've watched a few of their games, although I live in the East Coast, it's harder to stay up now.
You're telling me.
But I've watched him play, and he's a talented kid, and he's going to be fun to watch growing up.
What are you hoping to see tonight? What are you looking forward to?
Oh, this is going to be fantastic to see the jersey go up. I'm looking forward to the speeches. I know there's probably going to be some tears in there, and it's a pretty special moment. I lived it through Patty Marlowe a couple of years ago here, and was part of that ceremony. It's incredible. The fans deserve it. I mean, the organization is old enough to see some great players come through, and Patty was the first, rightfully so, to have his jersey hoisted, and Joe is absolutely deserving of the same honor.
What do you think today is going to be like? I mean, again, you have a different perspective being family, Mary and Wayne, and I mean, it's just going to be a tearjerker probably.
I think so, but Joe's such, he deflects the humor really well, so I think if he gets stuck a little bit, I'm sure he's just going to give a big, and he'll be totally fine, and he'll just bring it back in.
Such a joy. Really enjoy this afternoon and evening. It's so nice to see you, Scott.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Talk soon.
Uh-oh. We have Nabby, Nabby seems to be walking normally. Here, come on.
I don't want to
trip you with the mic cable. Yeah. All right. Well, we got to talk about this last night. The most sprawling, incredible save, highlight reel save. You make this during the alumni game. So you feel okay? You were spectacular out there.
Yeah, I feel all right. I thought I will be really sore, but get up and try to fill it out, the muscles and joints, and felt all right. Not bad.
Have you seen any of the pictures, though? Because, I mean, you were looking like you were still playing in the NHL. It was impressive.
Well, we're not going to go that far, right? But, people were sending the pictures and videos, and it's, that's what we're playing for. It's having fun and enjoy the moment and see what's happened. Sometimes it's better be lucky than good, right?
You still don't like getting scored on, is what you're trying to say.
No.
Don't like that. Yeah, I don't like it.
I mean, Nabby, you're still here in the organization. Obviously, you know and love this fan base. What's it been like to see this outpouring of love for Jumbo?
Well, this is, first of all, it's not a surprise, right? How much the guy did for this organization, when... Right from the first day he came in, he changed this organization for the better, and seeing how fans loves him, loves all of us, right? So it's because of him, because we all got better. We all were competing for the Stanley Cup pretty much every year. And, we appreciate the fans, but also, I'm sure they all love him too.
For good reason, yeah.
What are you looking forward to today?
Just having a good time, see a lot of faces I haven't seen in a while, watch the game, hang out, and hopefully Charles will give us a win.
Yeah, I mean, you get to see a lot of the guys being with the organization, but, I'm sure a gathering like this where you bring in a lot of guys, it's got to be a lot of fun for you.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, like guys like Mike Ricci, even Jumbo, Patty, I see them every day, but some of the guys, you don't see them every day, and it's good to see all of them.
So I guess you're going to have to actually pay attention to the game tonight?
No.
Mike. That's not what Mike said.
Mike said that I can take a day off.
Did he?
No, he didn't.
You're just gonna.
Yeah, I just probably gonna take a day off.
All right, you deserve it. This has been such a great weekend. Thanks, Abby.
Awesome. Thank you. Enjoy, guys.
Thanks, Abby. Have a good one.
That was a very different answer than we got from Mike Ricci, who's afraid of getting in trouble. Nabby, forget about it. So, yeah, some really special guests walking down. I just saw Mary and Wayne Thornton. I see Dan Boyle down there, Jonathan Chichu. I think the loudest roar we heard was from Joe Pavelski's arrival. So I think he's down there, too. I see Patrick Marlowe. A lot of really special guests in the house. We can get Dan. Sure. So Dan Boyle, number 22. He looked pretty good last night.
He always looks good. So, I mean, that's the fun part of this. All these guys getting them out, having fun with all their old teammates. That's what baseball used to do with the old-timer games. That's kind of gone the way of the dodo, as it were.
Yeah.
But it's fun to watch everybody get back together and see everybody get in with it. There's Boiler.
Oh, boy. Here's my old friend Dan Boyle, yes.
What is this for?
This is for the Audio Network and the website.
All right.
So are you having fun, man?
I am having fun. Yes, I missed Patty's last year, so there's a lot of guys that I haven't seen in 6, 7, 8, 9 years. So it's been a good day.
I have to imagine that's as much as it's great to honor Jumbo, just the fact that you get to see some guys that you don't get to see very often.
Absolutely. We're all here to celebrate Joe, but seeing Douglas Murray, seeing some of the guys, Pav, seeing some of the guys I haven't seen in a handful of years has been pretty awesome.
We've heard a few Jumbo impressions, a couple good ones, and I think you do one, so
there it is. That's it. That's all you got to do. Sound like a, I don't know what, Ewok? Chewbacca?
No. There's a little
Chewbacca. Yeah, no, I don't.
Weird Chewbacca.
Yeah, weird Chewbacca. But yeah,
I don't think Ewoks think that.
Weird Chewbacca, that's what I meant.
You looked pretty good out there on the ice last night, Dan. How'd you feel?
I hadn't skated in 2.5 years, so if you take that into account, I looked great. But if you just look at it as from, like, maybe not so good, so somewhere in between. I was pleasantly surprised. I'm not sore today.
Wow.
So that's good. The anti-stretching, that's a real thing. That's the key.
Sorry, I just rolled my eyes by accident. It's just habit.
I didn't stretch. I feel great. Everyone else is sore. I'm like, you guys are stretching.
I like how you bring this up every time it comes up. You like to also take shots of Brent Head occasionally. You're like, oh, I saw that guy stretching. You're like, I never stretched.
It's a thing. I want people in like 2030 to go, oh, he knew what he was talking about back in 2024.
We can just point to your point totals. I think that's enough. Maybe not as much of the stretching habits, but I think you were onto something out there.
I think I'm onto something, yes.
What do you think the ceremony is going to be like, Dan Boyle?
I think emotional from what I heard last year. Obviously, Joe's pretty good on the mic. He's good with the crowd, and I'm sure he'll bring some tears to some of us and probably some laughter, I would imagine, too.
Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you, Tara.
Dan, always a pleasure. Right, have a good one.
Bye.
He got a haircut. He's looking good.
Yes.
I enjoy talking with Dan.
He's funny. The whole anti-stretching, I just
every time he brings it up.
But listen, he's not sore. I mean, he had a lot of ice time last night. Jonathan Tichu, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. You were an honorary coach last night. What was it like?
It was pretty fun. It was great just to see all the guys and, you know, be able to hang out, share some stories, see where everyone's at, and, you know, just play some hockey.
Did it, I guess, watching Jumbo now, how much did it make you think about the old days?
Oh, it was, you know, every time you get together with this group, I think it makes you reminisce on, you know, the great run we had. And, you know, it's just unfortunate we couldn't get over that hump. But, you know, we had a great run for a long time. And it's great to see all the guys come out and, you know, put on a show for the fans.
It was magic, though, back in the day, though, with you guys. I mean, that's the thing. Like, everybody talks about those teams. It was fun.
Oh, it was great. I mean, we had a great group of guys. Everybody went to dinner together. We all hung out. It was like true team. And, you know, that's something you strive for. And, you know, it was great to be a part of.
And Jonathan, obviously, you know, your career and his career will be forever linked because you have the Rocket Richard the year that he has the Hart and the Art Ross. So what an incredible time that must have been. What do you remember about him coming to San Jose?
I remember the trade. We were in Dallas. I think we played with a really short bench after the trade was made. But, you know, everybody was really excited to get him in there. And, you know, once we got going in Buffalo, we got off to a great start and we never looked back. We kind of just, it was like we were in sync. He could find me anywhere. I could get open. And, you know, my job was just to get some shots off. And, you know, I think I got the most shots in my career that year. And, you know, it was special. We both stayed healthy the whole year, too, which was helped things. And, you know, it was a magical year, for sure.
What do you look back on and think, like, wow, it worked so well? Because not every trade, you never know, you know, whether it's going to be a perfect fit. But it seemed like as soon as Joe joined the team, it just, you guys hit the ground running.
Yeah, I think there's a few guys that can fit in wherever they go, and he's one of them. Just his talent alone would fit him in anywhere, but just the personality that he has, he's a great guy, loves his teammates, loves playing the game. I mean, you know, you see the passion out there every time he's out there, and, you know, that's something that is easy to transform like and get into a team and fit in everywhere. So it's really great to have someone come in, be that way, and, you know, made our team a whole lot better.
Obviously, he's got Macklin Celebrini living with him, and he's still around the organization a ton. So what do you think this sort of new era of Shark can learn from Jumbo?
I think, I mean, you look at the career he had, the poise he had on the ice. I think, you know, people are quick to throw the puck away these days. And, you know, holding on to that for that extra second, having that little patience, I think is something that, you know, he was able to do, and the big body to protect it, obviously, but, you know, the vision, too. And, you know, anything he can impart upon them and they can take, I think is going to be a huge benefit.
What are you looking forward to today?
Just seeing his jersey go up. I mean, it's well-deserved for him. It's something that, you know, we knew it was coming a long ways away, but, you know, he continued to play, continued to climb the leaderboards and everything. And, you know, he's going down as one of the all-time greats probably in this game. And, you know, for us to be here and just to be able to celebrate with him, it's going to be fantastic.
Jonathan, enjoy today.
All right, thank you.
Great to
thank
see
you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So a few more guys coming down the teal carpet, but things are winding down as people are getting set for the very, very big moment, which you can already feel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, people getting low-key kind of choked up.
There he is.
Patrick Marleau in the house.
What's going on?
How's it going? Great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Let's talk about last night first. How was it just being out there with that crew, being in the locker room, just to the fans, everything?
My cheeks hurt from smiling and laughing so much, so that tells you how the night went. It was so much fun being around the, you know, old teammates and reminiscing and getting out on the ice together, so it was so much fun.
You've been through this. What's it like watching it from the outside now, and what's Joe going to go through today?
A lot of emotions, for sure. If he's anything like me, he's probably worrying about the speech a little bit, but he's going to kill it. It's going to be great, and I'm just going to soak it all in tonight, and I'm so happy for Jumbo, and I'm ecstatic to be here. It's great. It's going to be great.
If you could describe what Joe has meant to you in your career, how would you do that?
He was huge for my career right from the moment he came. You know, just his personality kind of, you know, helped me out. I'd like to sometimes I dwell on games too much, but he was like, "It's go time. Let's get going. Turn the page next day. Let's right back to work." So that, and then not to mention being able to be on the ice and be the recipient of so many great passes, and it was unbelievable, and like I said, like he just elevated our team right away. We were Stanley Cup contenders just having him on our roster.
Have you seen the magic puck thing that they're giving away? There's a picture of the two of you from the 1997 draft, and you know you're both teenagers, you're kids at that point. I was just thinking that I was like, these guys have no clue. I was like, you're looking at two kids at a draft 8 years later. He would come to San Jose, and then you guys essentially would be linked at the hip for 15 years.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool that it worked out that way. I don't know if anything's like that has ever happened where one and two end up on the same team for that many years. So it's just been a great journey to be able to share it with him, and all the highs, all the lows, and having those memories and those experiences together, just he brings you closer together.
Patty, what do you think today is going to be like? Obviously, you've been through it, but this is going to be a different vantage point for you.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm going to hopefully soak it all in. I don't know. I got to find some tissues here probably, have those ready. But, I can't wait to help just be part of the celebration of such a great career that Jumbo had, and all the fans and support. I mean, it's so much fun being here.
What's it going to be like to see his sweater up next to yours?
Yeah, it's going to be surreal, to be honest. Like, just, you know, we just talked about being drafted 1-2, and then to have our jerseys retired, it's going to be something special. And actually, something pretty cool. The pads last night, Nabby and Al wore, had 12 and 19. They wanted to do it for me last year, but they didn't get in time, so they did it this year. But Joe's got one pad, I got the other pad, and one glove, so it's like we're kind of linked together again.
Speaking of Nabby, by the way, are you... He's just going out there, turning them back time.
Where, that's ridiculous.
I guess, are you surprised by that?
No, not at all. But that's going to help his, you know, coaching goaltending to his other goaltenders. So it's an unbelievable save again. He's had such a great career too. I mean, all the guys that were out there last night, all part of it, all support, everybody, and you know, the fans. It was such a great night last night as well. The fans, it was a great atmosphere.
I like to think that everyone was hyped about Askarov, and he had to remind everyone how good he was.
Yeah, I think so. a little bit too. That was in there.
Patty, enjoy this day. It's just such a special one here in San Jose.
All right, thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
So I see that Joe and his family have walked in. I think Joe's maybe up on... Do they have Joe, or did he... We're waiting. Oh, we've got Joe Pavelski coming up here.
Joe, what's going on? How you doing?
Joe, Tara Sloan, how are you?
So what's it like to be back in San Jose, man? I don't know if I've not seen you smiling for 1 minute.
It's been great. This is, it's special. The energy that's just in the city right now, you know, getting in, being around the guys again, it's incredible.
I got a great story from Brent Burns the other day. He said you guys are walking in Pittsburgh, we're looking for a taxi, and said a sewer truck picks you guys up and drives you back to the hotel. You got to give me the detail, because Brent might have left something out.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I was trying to get back to pregame, you know, meal as fast as we can. Ubers aren't showing up. Next thing you know, the big guy's flagging somebody down. That's, you know, some fans, they're barking his name. And next thing you know, we're asking him for a ride, and we're climbing on up.
That's phenomenal.
It was great. It happened a number of times for different random people just trying to find a ride back. So it was always fun.
Joe, you're not so far out from playing. So how did you feel last night?
you know what? It was great. there were times where the legs, you know, they got a little heavier than you think they should be. But it was it felt amazing going out there with the crowd, the fans, seeing the guys lining up with Chloe and Jumbo right away. And, you know, make a few plays here or there. It was awesome.
Obviously, now we can hear how much the fans are showing up for Joe, how much they love him, and they love you too. What can you say about this market?
The market's been unbelievable. When we played here, it was, you knew it was going to be a sold-out building. You knew we were going to have a great start because the fans had the energy. It was easy to come to the rink every day knowing that the fans had our back. We were in it together, and we helped create this and build this here. And you know, it was led by number 12, number 19, and coming into this organization at a young age, you learned real quick how you were going to do it, and you were going to do it the right way, and we were going to have a lot of fun doing it.
How did it feel putting the teal sweater on again?
Oh, it's the best. It's absolutely the best. It feels so great.
I think the fans appreciate seeing you in the sweater. How do you think this afternoon's going to go?
It's going to go a bunch of different ways. There's going to be so many different emotions. Probably it's just going to get high and it's just going to keep going higher. But we're pumped to be a part of this and have everyone be back in this building, and just can't wait.
I always think back to all those years. What was it like for you to be going into battle with Jumbo and Patty night after night, and also Logan, Tommy Hurdle, like every year after your guys were just right there?
Yeah, it was. You knew whenever you're going into the season, you had high expectations. There was a standard we wanted. And I think guys did a great job holding each other accountable to it, wanting more, always pushing for it. And, you know, it led to a lot of great teams.
Joe, we are supposed to let you go and wrap things up so you guys can get ready for the ceremony. Amazing seeing you here. Thank you.
Joe, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We got the old wrap sign, as they call it in the business. This has been, it's gone awfully quickly.
It has.
What fun this has been.
It was very fun. Tara, great to see you again.
Great to see you too. I'll see you in the building.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, so stay tuned, everybody. The number's going up.
All right, 2:30, everyone. NBC Sports California, we're taking number 19 up to the rafters.